FMR 101.3 FM.
When you listen to an elegant saraband by the composers such as Handel and Bach, it's hard to imagine that this dance was once forbidden. Not just banned, but leading to extreme punishment should it be performed. Philip II of Spain in 1583 ordered that those found dancing the saraband would be sentenced to lashes and banishment. This controversial dance had come to Spain from South America, where it was called the saraband with a Z. It was fast and lively, and one Father Juan de Marian in 1603 was to write, "So lascivious in its words and so unseemly in its motions that it is enough to inflame even the most decent of people." A woman of ill repute was even called a sarabanda. So who tamed the saraband? Banning the saraband did not destroy it. It was still performed. And by the 17th century, it had spread to Italy and then to France. There it was transformed into a slow processional dance. Like the original, it was in triple time, but now it was a great deal more dignified. A distinct feature being the long and emphasized second beat. In this elegant form, it became very popular in the French court. Here are two sarabands, one more like the original, a sarabanda by the Baroque Spanish composer Gaspar Sanz, played on the guitar by Gordon Ferris. This is followed by a more refined saraband by Monsieur Lully himself, played by the London Baroque. The first piece you heard there was Gaspar Sanz's Sarabanda, played by Gordon Ferris, on the guitar, and the second was Lully's Saraband from Trios pour le coucher de Roy that was performed by the London Baroque.
FMR 101.3 FM.